Come on, come on, come on. How you want it? Call Yak or Patron. Brunch with the boys, we gon' give you what you want. And what you don't know, we about to put you on. Come on, come on, come on. How you want it? Call Yak or Patron. Brunch with the boys, we gon' give you what you want. And what you don't know, we about to put you on. Yes, we are the trending topic. Three relationship profits. Brunch with the boys, we the highest. Brunch with the boys, we the
hottest. What's going on? It's your boy King Des here. Another episode of Brunch with the Boys. If I sound crazy, it's just because I had a cookie that my homeboy Jeezy gave me.
Jeezy.
Oh, y'all passing around it's cookies? Special.
No, listen.
Oh, you talking about real
don't
cookies.
Do that. Don't do that.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Oh, my bad.
No, we stopped passing those type of cookies around many years ago.
Yeah, okay. Many years ago.
Well, where are these cookies from?
No, we got these cookies from Last Crumb, an artisan cookie joint out of California. You don't get to select your cookies. They tell you what they bake.
Drop shipments.
Yeah, you have to subscribe to find out. And they're about $150 before shipping.
For how many?
For 12 cookies.
Don't judge.
Goddamn.
Listen, yeah. I saw some of y'all faces cringe up right when he said that. But you ain't had one.
Yeah.
You ain't had one.
No shipping included, huh? In that. No. Ain't no free shipping with it?
About $190 with
shipping. I'm going to keep it real with you. So I low key judge, you know, because, you know, we said, look, we want to try these.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
we laughed when we saw the TikTok. Remember when we first saw it, we were like, man, ain't nobody spending no goddamn.
Ain't nobody spending no money.
But, yeah, it happened.
And I just had
it
one.
It happened. It happened.
Look at my face. I just had one.
What it tastes like, D?
Everything.
Everything.
Mm. Everything that's good in the world.
Mm. Everything that's good in the world. That's a lot.
I would tell you, I'm not bullshitting y'all. Y'all know I keep it real. It's one of the top two or three cookies I've ever had in my life. I'm just being honest
Shout
with
out
you.
Last Crumb. Shout with out Last Crumb.
The thickness. Yeah, the suppleness of
and
it.
And the moistness. Was it moist?
Moist.
You know women hate that. Most women hate that word.
Do they?
Yeah, some people, it makes them cringe.
Yeah, I thought you weren't supposed to say that word around a group of men.
Yeah,
which women, I did anyway.
Women stay moist, though.
Yeah.
The right ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Right. Around the right man, too.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all. Hey, Last Crumb, man. How about that?
Shout
man.
Out.
We got, some, benefit for you.
For real.
Mm-hmm. Hey. What's going on? Hey Jen, we ain't say you. Did you say something?
No, man. You know I've just been out here. You know, but Mr. Jen out here for sure. But okay. I'm here, bro. I'm simple, bro. I'm easy like Sunday morning, man. Yeah. I'm ready to get it in.
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's do it.
Been to church lately?
Every Sunday, dog. Real talk. Every Sunday this year, bro.
You serious?
Every Sunday, bro. I haven't missed a Sunday. I'm trying to get my life right with the Lord.
Immediately, D and I looked at each other and was like, "Boy, we got to get our shit together." if this nigga
with the
in
Lord?
Church every
listen,
Sunday, then
listen. I looked at Jeezy. I just want him to be like, "Yeah, I need to get in there too." And had he been like, "Oh yeah, me too," I would have straight been like, "Yeah, me too,
yeah,
y'all."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd have had to lie. You'd have had to, for no reason. Now I was in church on Easter Sunday though. Real talk.
Yeah, if everybody was in church on Easter Sunday.
Facts.
It was packed.
We had to go. Oh yeah, real
it's
packs.
A club on Easter.
Yeah, yeah. You sit next to people you never ever seen in your life.
Quick shout out to upcoming Mother's Day, man.
Oh yeah, happy mothers to the mothers. You know what I mean?
We love y'all for sure.
And some of y'all.
Yeah. And ladies, don't get too hard on your man if he doesn't get you anything for Mother's Day. You aren't his mother. You know what I'm saying? So tell your kids to tighten up.
Age old debate, man.
Yeah.
Age
that's
old debate.
Facts. That's facts, man.
It's the age old debate.
But you know what? He does have a responsibility if the jits is little.
To show if they're I agree. Little,
faggers. But if they in middle school and above, they need to make you something.
Yeah, even if it's a macaroni and cheese necklace or something.
Ain't nobody even want that, though. Yeah,
of course they don't. But you got to lie and say, oh, thank you, you know.
Facts.
Yeah, we've been lying to these kids from day one. All right, so we want to get into it. Our last episode, we talked about advice to give our daughters about life, love, and relationships. So we thought it best that we have to address our sons. You know, we all have sons as well.
Ages?
So, mine is 14.
15.
22 now, bro.
22. You
know? Jesus Christ.
I had my kid when I was 13.
Did you?
No, you didn't. You wish. Yeah. No, he had a kid early in college.
Yeah, I
remember when he called and was like, man, you going to be an uncle. And I was like, boy, you really fucked up.
Did you really?
Like, yeah, man. Come on, man. I'm a couple months into college and I'm hearing my brother, you know, throw it all down the drain for some pussy.
You ever seen the movie scenes where you see that one man crying in the shower while he's banging on the wall profusely?
Like, why?
Why? Yeah, that was me.
Oh, yeah.
Man. And my frat brother was on the other side of that wall in his bedroom talking about, oh, that nigga done fucked up.
He said you was crying like that for weeks. But, all right, so we want to get right into it. We talked about going to church. I want to address this immediately. The first thing I tell my son, period, about life is that God is your source. and that everything good comes through him. Whenever you are lacking wisdom, whenever you need peace, everything should come through him, the Lord. And all of your intelligence, all of your blessings, all of your opportunities, even the opportunities that don't present themselves, all are the Lord, you know, guiding you and putting his will on your life. You know what I mean? So I just really can't emphasize enough. That's the lesson I really want to preach to my son. And that'll help you in life, period.
Yeah. I agree. And you know, we're all Christians. So, you know, I don't think there's going to be any dissension from that position on here. Whatever your faith is, I would take it right. I would just say, you got to put some faith in your kid. You got to let them, whatever you, the name of the God is you believe, you got to let them know that there's something out here that's larger than them. There's something that's God in their life that has a plan for them. And I think it does a lot of things, right? I think it stabilizes individuals. I think it gives them perspective. And so I think, listen, I'm not saying that everybody that doesn't have faith is a bad person. What I'm saying is faith will keep you on the path when sometimes your other parts of your body don't.
Has your son, any of you, your sons ever questioned the faith, questioned the religion and the God you serve? Or has it just been a blind following? My family is this, and this is what I am.
So you want to take this gent first?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, my son hasn't, but like funny, I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I went to school and they were like, yo, they found my teacher was like, oh yeah, they just found this homo sapien, this homo hominid or whatever, you know, the little. And I came home. I was like, well, this don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with this? And my mom, she wasn't hearing none of that.
Yeah.
It was a problem. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I'm finna get, I think I got hit actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and I knew that I couldn't really talk to her about that because my mom's faith is
everything.
Yeah.
Everything, right? It got to be for the stuff she done been through and how she was raised. My dad's a little different. He took a different approach. He gave me a book and it allowed me, it was still a Christian-centered book, mm-hmm. but it gave me some perspective on those things. And then he had a conversation with me about it. So I always appreciated that he didn't just shut me up.
Yeah.
And I didn't stray away from my faith. I felt like my dad was calm. He had an answer for me. Well, my mom didn't want to listen. I'm like, man, you got all these Bibles. You ain't got nothing for me though.
Yeah.
Right? I'm asking a question. My dad sat down with me, talked to me. So we kept it real. But my son is, you know, I don't even know if he's giving that a lot of thought yet.
Yeah. I know that they haven't mm-hmm. for the most part because, you know, their kids are just so self-centered
for
and
sure.
caught up in what they deem important at the time. But
yeah.
I think it's important, obviously, that we show them this side and it seeps in, you know, into the soul and stays there. We'd be way worse if we didn't have some Jesus in our lives.
I think the only difference is, man, like, I don't think I had to really deal with the questioning because I don't feel like he felt it dripping off of you like it was swagoo. You know what I'm saying? Like the level of spirituality.
From you?
Yeah, from me. Yeah. And as much as I believe, I'm religious, I'm faith-based, like our mom was different. Like, yeah. She lived, breathed it. It was mm-hmm. it was a part of every particle and fiber of her being. I don't think I lived like that.
Yeah.
Mm. I, you know, in the time he was growing up, I spent more time downtown in the clubs. Club owners knew our names.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's speak like, for yourself. You know, I was you know.
No, well, I'll speak for myself. I'll speak for myself. I was in the club.
Yeah.
I was throwing Westgate parties. I was doing all the, you know.
And that doesn't mean that
no,
you
but
don't
I'm
have
just
a
saying,
relationship with the Lord.
No, it wasn't even that. But he wasn't seeing that outright where we saw it every day. So it was almost that whole train a child in the way he should go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like if I trained him, it wasn't training day train him. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't my nigga Denzel training.
Yeah. You right, couldn't step to him and say, hey, man, make sure you like that.
This was on some preschool training.
I've never seen you go to – I've never seen you
pray. Exactly. You know it was on some preschool training. Like, so the only thing I say is if this is what you want to instill, you have to live that, embody that.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to do that, you're going to come off hypocritical.
Yeah.
And why do it? Because now you're going to – destroy any chance of him really attaching himself to a faith.
It goes to show to the importance of being a good example for your
regardless,
kids. And not necessarily just telling them how they should live, but also showing them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we need to give the advice to them, not our advice for ourselves. But one of the things I read about advice for your sons, it said making sure he knows his potential. You know, people always say potential is limitless. And I want to say that I agree with that to an extent. But I really want to clarify that I don't think you should just tell your kid you can do anything. Because I don't think that's entirely true. You know? Sometimes you have your son could be 5'8", and this nigga say he want to be, you know, an NBA star. It's probably not going to happen. Now, it's not impossible. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we should.
You say, where are your backup plan?
Yeah, we shouldn't limit our kids, but we also want to encourage realistic goals. And I don't want to say, you know what I mean? I don't know. You tell me.
You know what? So I understand what you're saying, but what I say is you can do anything you want. It's just that some shit going to be easier for you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, to your point, you want to be a 5'8 NBA star.
Yeah.
That's tough.
You got your work cut out.
But it's not impossible. Right? Because we've had 5'8 niggas win the dunk contest.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So it's clearly, and it's been more than one. It ain't just Nate Robinson, Spud Webb. It's been a bunch of cats under 6 foot that played and had a very successful career. But are you willing to put in the work that it's going to take to prove everybody that says you can't do this wrong and to get out on the court and dominate when you got 6'5", 6'7", 8, 7 foot on the court?
That's the lesson.
That's the lesson.
And being hardworking to really accomplish these goals.
For sure.
And, you know, and I agree with you, D, and the only reason I agree with you is
the
when you
– reason? It ain't multiple?
Okay, it's not multiple reasons, but when you hear a lot of these people who actually get accomplished or they achieve this pinnacle or they're the best at what they do and they're coming from really harsh beginnings and have an effed up life and the struggle was so real, the world was so harsh – and the only thing that they ever had was a positive voice from their mother. It's usually a mother, but their mother or their father, right? And that was the only sustaining, like, life force that they received to actually propel them forward into achieving anything. Like, it was their life. It was like their lifeboat in a sense, right? So, I mean, it's important for us to breathe life into our kids.
I want to say something to that because I have a story about that, right? So, I grew up in the hood, right? Like really, really, really from the hood, though.
Right?
But I think what insulated me from a lot of the bullshit, not that I was insulated because my parents, I probably did more shit than my parents know about, right? But my mom, my dad just had a standard for me of how I was going to behave and how I was going to react that didn't allow me to fall so deep in the hole like some of my friends did, right?
Yeah.
But I remember, and my parents weren't college educated. They didn't know. They just worked, right? And I remember I was always a smart kid. I remember being like 13 or 14. Maybe it was before high school, so maybe 12 or 13. And I was just like, man, like, I don't know what I want to do. And my mom was like, I'm going to put you in this program. And it was run by Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Shout out to the Qs.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's like, it's a college, you know, my mom. She's like, it's a college club, right? She don't know, right? Yeah. She takes me to this thing, and all of a sudden, it's ran by these guys. There's doctors. There's lawyers. There's engineers. There was, like, computer guys before IT was big. There was pilots. And I didn't know any black pilots. I didn't know any black firemen. It just completely opened my mind. And I remember them sitting down and talking to me, and they'd be like, yo, young brother, you can do anything you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, but here's what you got to do. You got to stay out of trouble. You got to focus on your stuff. You got to do these things. And there's one thing when your parents tell you that. They're supposed to tell you, right? But these dudes didn't know me, and I'm seeing their success, and they're telling me the same shit that my parents are telling me that they don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, shit, it started clicking for
me. Oh, so 1 + 1 = 2 now all of a sudden. Yep.
Correct.
Light bulb's going off.
And it just opened my mind up, and to me, that was really a big catalyst for me just focusing on trying to be successful at what I was going to do in life.
So, no, you got that reinforcement, man, and that's good. Sure. Yeah.
Another important lesson, I believe, to tell your sons is that it's okay as men to have emotions. Mm. You know, I think that you're soft, you're a sissy, you're a bitch, you know, you're a hoe. Now I'm just going off, you know. But when a man shows emotions, he's weak. You know, when a boy cries, he's soft. And I think we have to normalize, you know, letting our sons know that you do have to be strong, but it's okay to have emotions. Would you agree with that? Now, I'm not saying it's okay to cry your
all the time,
life, you know, because that's something, you know, obviously you use a loved one, something of that nature. But it is okay to have emotions. It is okay to not be happy about something and express it, where I feel like men are supposed to have this stoic mindset where, oh, we just internalize everything and, you know.
I think you're right. I think conditional emotions, right? Like, I think you can't be, because here's the thing. you can't be a man that cries or gets upset about everything. Yeah. And the reason I say it's important, and I've told my son this, and maybe I should, I'm sure people are going to kill me in the comments, is that for the most part, as a grown man, nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody.
Yeah. Nobody cares that you're sad. Your kids don't care. Your woman don't care.
That's true. No one
cares. They'll say they care. Yeah. They care to a certain extent.
In theory, they care.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, they care enough as long as you continue to do what you're supposed to do for the family. Facts. Like, yeah, you can be upset and you can be sad, but don't let that shit upset the apple cart. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think it's important. While unfortunate, it's a reality of our world. And so, and I've told my son, I'm like, you, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to show emotion. But just know, you got to get real good at compartmentalizing that shit and moving forward. Because dwelling on that will not serve you well in any aspect of your life.
Yeah.
You know?
And this is what I feel. I feel like crying is just like a car wash for the soul. I think it's a necessity. And it's something that we should kind of normalize for men in some way, shape, or form, because young men do not process their feelings well. So what ends up happening is they hold it in, it bottlenecks, it bubbles over, and then they lash out and they do something fucked up, they do something crazy. Then all of a sudden now they're in the penal system. I mean, it just take one F up. To be honest with you. And it's all because I agree with you. I used to be the king of compartmentalizing.
Yeah.
Compartmentalizing. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I think a lot of men are good at it.
But we're, you know, I was really, really good at it, right? But the reality is overdoing that, like, you don't even, like, when all those doors open up at the age of 40 because you didn't process that shit.
Doing it to avoid your emotions is not wise. I think,
and a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I think where compartmentalizing can be a beneficial skill is when, you know, it's handling different people, handling different problems.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Or, you know, handling different hosts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you want to compartmentalize it then, but not with your emotions.
Yeah.
You want to get those out.
You just have to have an outlet. Yeah. I mean, like, and your outlet can be a woman, your outlet could be a homeboy, your outlet could be a therapist, your outlet could be working out, running, whatever it is that allows you to get the frustration.
Cross stitching.
Yeah. So, that's all.
So would you teach your son that it's okay to cry, not only as a boy when they're kids, but as a man? Is that a message that you're going to make to him?
Like, I don't necessarily, I don't get that specific. You know, he got to manage his emotions. What I say is it's okay to have emotions.
Yeah.
Because everybody's not, like, here's the thing. I'm not a crier. Yeah. But it's not that I'm not a crier because of anything my parents said or anything. My dad just wasn't a crier. I think I see my dad teary-eyed. I'm crying, I think, boo-hoo.
Yeah.
I think I seen him cry when my grandfather died.
Yeah. That's it. And those then, are the only times.
When my little brother was born,
right eye was a little watery. But
I'm not even sure if on any of the borns.
Now he don't like that nigga.
No, I know, right?
Yeah.
So I just never saw that. And for me, like, I think part of me not being it's interesting because we talk about being emotional. I'm a very emotional person. It's just more so happiness and anger are the emotions that I think. And that's what I'm saying.
Pride and anger, mine as well, bruh. It's horrible.
Not everybody's a cry. Yeah. There's some people who are very sentimental, emotional in that way, and there are people who are very energetic and forceful. So emotions aren't just crying or being sad.
But you should process whatever it is.
I'm glad you clarified that because you don't want to confuse them.
Right.
Certainly. Yeah. But I do think it's okay for a man to cry, you know, under certain circumstances. And any other circumstances, fellas, just cry it by yourself.
That's all you got to do, bro. Drink your Hennessy, man.
Yeah, you know.
And light up your stogie and listen to some Life Jennings. You know what I'm saying?
Words right I was gonna,
that's
I was,
a specific artist.
But no, you know what, though? I was going to say, if any artist I know that has a glass of Hennessy and cried when he writes, is Life Jennings.
Hell
Yeah.
That boy, he actually got a song called Cry.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's hilarious.
I feel like Music Soul Child cried too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Yeah, he cried on the song, I swear.
Yeah. He looked like he cried.
A lot of people thought Keith Sweat cried on songs. He just sounded like
he whined and begged on a song. He didn't cry.
Slim from 112 didn't cry though. He just sounded like he cried.
He sounded like he cried.
I don't want to know.
That was a pretty good rendition. All right, so another lesson to teach the sons is really the importance of making your own decisions. You know, peer pressure is real out here, you know, and a lot of kids doing dumb shit because of it. And I just want my son to be his own man, you know.
You want to be a leader, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To lead the pack and not follow, you know. Which is hard to say because instinctively, I think when you're young coming up, you want to adapt. You want to follow in a sense because you want to fit in.
Yeah.
Do you guys think, and I have an example and I want to hear from you guys, right? So I had this conversation with my mom probably a couple weeks ago, like my son and my daughter. So once again, my daughter's 13, my son's 14. I say this, my son is a leader, right? Like he's the type of person.
He's 15.
Yeah, he's the type of person that will go, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. Instead, let's do this. Come with me. Let's do this. Like I've really seen that since he was a kid. Like he's got that personality. I think there's three personalities, right? People always say there's leaders and there's followers. I think there's something in between. I call them lone wolves. And what I mean by that is
a follower is
going to do what the leader says, right? Yeah. Yep. The leader's going to try to get people to follow. My daughter's a lone wolf. She's like, I'm not doing what that motherfucker say, but I don't give a shit what you
and
do.
And she don't care. Yeah. Don't That's care. How my son is too. Yeah, exactly. He does not give a damn
but I'm
about
not doing it
nobody.
Yeah. Right, right.
Like, he just don't give a damn.
And obviously, there are mixes between the two. Sure. I think there are times where my natural inclination is to lead, but then there's other times where I want to be a lone wolf. You know, mm-hmm. I want to be left alone because I can control my environment, I can control my vibe, and I don't want to bring anybody into that. So, but I definitely never have been a follower in any sense from really when I think about it.
But when we're talking about like making decisions, I think that we need to teach our sons how to follow their own gut, follow what they believe in, based off of the foundational shit that we've already taught them, right? And see how that pays out. Mm-hmm. And if the shit don't work, now you've learned something, pivot. And if that situation comes again, you know how to address it differently. Like, as long as he's not doing the same shit and creating, you know, moments of insanity, then I know that we've accomplished something, you know?
And I will tell you, I've started doing that in the last, like, 6-7 months with my son is, like, his mom always be like, well, you got to tell him to do this. And did you tell him to do that? I'm like, nope, I ain't tell him shit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I do with my son. I let him know very clearly the expectations and the consequences for not meeting expectations. Just like my boss does my job, right? I'm like, look, I went upstairs. Room don't look like it's supposed to. His loft don't like it's supposed to. This needs to be cleaned up. It's Monday. I know you had to test that up till Wednesday. I don't care if you don't do shit for 2 days.
Yeah.
I said, when I come up here Wednesday at 7 o'clock, it better be clean. His mom wanna micromanage
the whole thing. Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I told you what it was. When I come up and if this shit ain't right, it's gonna be furniture moving this motherfucker. And that's how I do it. You know, with him working out, right? He likes to work out. I work out. But like, I ask him, like, what you working today? He's like, I don't know. I'll figure out when I get there. That's just so fucking weird to me.
I'm
like, how do you work out without a plan?
I said,
bro, I know what I worked out today. I'm going to the gym tomorrow morning. Yeah. I know exactly what I'm working. I know what the fuck I'm working on Monday and Tuesday, unless some external factor comes in.
For the week.
I'm dropping this motherfucker off at the gym today.
Yeah.
5 minutes. I'm like, yo, what you working today? He's like, you know what? I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out when I get in there.
Yeah,
I said, you gonna spend time figuring. So, but I'm like, hey, man, do you.
You got to let. I think that's important, and it's hard for us to do as parents. We got to let our
Harder
kids,
for their moms.
Yeah. But we got to let them be who they are, you know? And I catch myself in moments maybe trying to micromanage and try to lead him to do it the way I would. And I said, you know what? All I care about is the results.
Is it done?
You know what I mean? Right. So I definitely fall back and let him find his own way.
See, and like you, when I'm thinking about you, I think about structure. When I think about you and your kids, it's structure.
It is.
But there is a time, I think, where you got to transition from structure into kind of what we're talking about, right? And kind of letting go. And if a mistake happens, then we have a coachable event, right? Yeah. And then so that he can push forward and make the right decision the next time. But I would say, parents, be careful about at certain ages, we got to know when to flip the switch on from structure to, you know, coaching.
Let's stay on that for a sec.
Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying. For me, though, my mindset is to provide structure until you're an adult.
Yes.
Right? So like, I'm not like at 15, 16, you're still a minor.
Yeah.
So I'm providing the structure now.
Can I ask you a question on that though? So going back to your example with your son in the room, when he was 8, you would have been like, I want this room clean right now. Or would you, and now Yeah, and then you would have micromanaged that situation, but now that he's 15, you'd be like, hey, well, you got till Wednesday to figure this out?
I think I had to, right? Because I don't think that he had the bucket of skill set to pull from, right?
And that's 15, all I'm saying,
at
though.
15, but what I'm saying is that at 15, I've told this motherfucker hundreds of times over the course of his life how you need to clean the room, how you need to make your bed, how you need to wipe and mop and wipe your toilet and clean your toilet and all this stuff. So at 15, I don't have to go through all that. At 8, He didn't know all that. He couldn't process that on his own. So I had to be, it's like you got to micromanage a motherfucker knowing their first 90 days at the job, then you do their ninth year at the job.
And that was the point I was making too, but I hear what you're saying.
But my point is you ain't the boss at 15 or 16. So my thing is, I'm taking you all the way. Listen, because I don't completely disagree with your point.
No, I hear what you're saying,
when
though.
A kid starts driving and they're small. 16, 17, 18 years old, I'm gradually pulling back.
I hear what you're saying.
Ultimately, that happens when you out my house.
And even that has structure. I hear what you're saying.
I'll never let that structure go. I take the parenting job too serious. And if you really let them live, man, they could go down and make decisions that, you know, they didn't foresee coming in and end up living with a consequence that they don't want.
And I agree with you.
just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real. So
I agree with you. I think when you said it the way that you said it, then it's like what I was saying. But, you know, I think it was
like
just
if you could prevent your son,
a graduation.
If you could prevent your son from getting a woman pregnant at 19 and having a baby, would you do it?
Of course, I would.
But he's an adult, so should you just let that nigga bust off in the pussy everywhere and just hope for the best?
I would argue this. You ain't letting your son do shit at 19.
That's true.
So the point is this. Once that kid, if I provided structure for 18 years, once you out my house and you live in your life, just like we all did when we went to college. Yeah.
You lived yours a little too much. Go ahead.
So what happens is, you hear your parents in your head.
Yeah.
You're pulling from situations and scenarios that they've imparted on you during your 18, almost two decades with them. And so that's what you got to do. Because here's the thing. We talked about this with our daughters.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter go to college, right? If I'm providing structure, I'm like, you don't need to be in no nigga house when it get dark. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, past this time.
I believe it was 9 p.m.
Not in this house.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to, don't be drinking around no bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
None of that shit's gonna happen. She's not listening to none of it.
Yeah.
They're gonna go to college and they're gonna do the exact fucking thing you do.
Well, you hope not, but yeah.
But they will, though.
Yeah.
Because your parents hoped you
would. But it's funny because you wouldn't say that to your son. I know. And then look what happened. But you won't say some of those things to your son. I probably wouldn't.
And if we're using me as an example, fellas, right?
You're probably the best of us.
No, but I'm saying if we're using me as an example, we had super structure, D. It was just too much structure.
I had structure, too.
And I know you did, too. Mm-hmm. But so as soon as I went to college, it was give us free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm a star style. I was jumping off the boats. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was about to be.
We were an extreme case.
It was wild style.
You ain't even care how they look.
I would have never agreed to that.
I didn't impregnate Lovely, okay?
Oh, no.
Damn, you edit gave that. The name.
Yeah, edit I don't that. Give a fuck.
No, you got to edit it.
Dog, somebody knows her. Shout out.
Shout out to you, man. Lovely.
She had a badass body.
I'm glad we never did it like that, okay? Either way.
Her face wasn't lovely. Go ahead.
Yeah. But so I'm just saying, so don't you believe that overstructure will create the kind of feeling for
And you don't want to leave them unprepared for what the world looks like. Gotcha. I want them to be able to handle themselves in any environment. So you definitely want to let them live a little bit and, like D say, gradually, you know, loosen the leash, so to speak, and they'll be all right.
I got a saying for exactly what you're talking about and what it's
What's
called.
That?
We say it at work. It's called freedom in the framework. So our parents, our job is they get, like when they're small, right, we're providing this framework for them to operate in. Mm-hmm. And what happens is they have very little freedom inside this tight box, mm-hmm. right? But as they get older, we expand the framework. We're still in charge of the fucking borders, right, of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But we allow them access to more ways to move around in the kingdom. And ultimately, as they get older and the older they get, we open up the gates a little bit more. We open up the gates a little more. So I think that's what's happening. Is I think as they get older, like for instance, before, when I drop my son off, I'm like, okay, I'm dropping you off at a birthday party. The party over this time, you better have your ass out here this time, pick you up. Now he like, oh, the party started. I'm like, all right, I'll pick you up around 9:30. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So, you know, listen, we overanalyzing this because we done good with our kids.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So, that's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so another thing, now we want to start talking about, you know, them within a relationship.
Okay.
In life here, you know, that's going to be a big one. But All right. We want to teach them the importance of choosing your battles when you're in a relationship. I think that most men learn that when they get married or they've been with a chick for a long time. But a lot of things aren't worth fighting for. And I actually think this message applies to life, period, because even outside of a relationship and altercations, you know, with other men and things of that nature, everything isn't worth a fight. And especially when you have a lot to lose, you know what I mean? And as men, we let our pride, our ego get ahead of us. And now we're throwing hands for what? Over a chick that is not really ours, you know what I mean? Over a prideful event that you really don't care about in the scheme of things. So I think it's important to choose your battles in life and relationships.
I think this is a super important one. Every freaking war that was ever waged was based off of some form of history and the pride associated with this history, right? So pride is the root of evil for men, to be honest with you. I think it's our biggest Achilles heel, to be honest with you. And because we don't understand it very well when you're young, I think it's a good thing to teach our kids about pride, because it's going to help you not approach everything like, well, everything's worth fighting for. Everything is a battle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely someone who was full of pride and everything was a battle. It's my way. It's no way, you know, and it's just not a way to live. It's not a productive way to live. Because you're trying to live, you're trying to be in someone else's space. And I'm not only talking about living with someone, I'm just talking about even dating. You're trying to interact with someone who's just not like you, doesn't think like you, you know, doesn't move like you, you know. So nothing's gonna be smooth, bro. Yeah. So
I think y'all niggas are talking very. I agree with you ideologically.
Yeah,
but in the practice of real life, that shit just doesn't happen, right? Because here's the bottom line, right? We are room full of seasoned niggas, right? So nice. we have years of perspective, right? Mm-hmm. But what we're talking about, and I know we're talking about ideally,
yeah.
But what we're talking about is not what we were at the ages we're talking about, right? So
especially 14.
I think I got in more fights mm-hmm. in college than I did in high school, yeah. Right? So my point is this: I think it's our responsibility, and I agree with you both. It's our responsibility and our duty to try to help our sons improve on things that it took us maybe a little bit longer to learn, with the understanding that they still gonna do some shit that they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, because absolutely.
That testosterone level is bubbling.
It would help to be aware.
That's all I was about to say, the awareness of the pride.
And to know what's possible, you know? And if your father tells you, hey, look, you're not gonna always handle things well,
yeah.
But just sit back and think and ask, is it worth it? Do I really wanna fight for this?
You know what the perfect example is? Every chick in college, like when these kids start dating, every chick in college is about to cheat on you. Before even the relationship start, though.
No. I don't think so.
Like, no, I'm telling you, because this is a time where even women are trying to figure out what they want, how, you know, who they are, all this
type
of stuff,
right?
Depends what
year they're in. Let's say freshmen. Well, then, yeah, they ready to be hoes.
So
for the streets. I appreciate y'all. Keep doing what y'all
when
doing.
We finish, put that camera on me, because I disagree with these niggas.
No, so I'm just gonna, so let's just say. No, I'm just saying from a point standpoint, right? So these people are going to probably, a woman may cheat, a young lady may cheat, and these people may be like, dog, I thought it was all about me, and their pride is in place. They see this boy, they see this girl, and their pride takes over. Like, I just want people to make smart decisions by recognizing that they got to reframe their pride, dog, and make a decision like, is this really worth it? Understand that this is college. This is what they going to do. You know, don't make this personal. Don't make this is about you. Like, that type of feel. Because I remember how I felt, you know, when I got cheated on the first time mm-hmm. in college, boy. And I was there. Shit.
I was there.
You would have thought my world ended.
And the worst part is you never even fucked her.
Yeah.
So can you really get cheated on if you ain't never?
Ain't that some shit?
No, I'm just being honest, though.
Ain't that some
if
shit?
If another nigga fucked her before you did, then she ain't cheated
but
on
But she
you.
Didn't fuck you.
No, but I mean, I've
been in that situation.
I was waiting for marriage.
Clearly not, because you're 22, nigga.
Yeah. No.
Oh, maybe you were.
I've been in that situation, but perspective is a motherfucker, because you felt cheated on. When a chick I was dating in high school, I found out my homeboy was fucking her. And I was like, damn, how you fucking her? That's my girlfriend. I ain't fucking her. I was like, that ain't mine. You know what I'm saying? I almost want to say her name to be spiteful, but I ain't gonna do it
don't
like
do
that.
Don't do it like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I already did it. I did it for the team today.
So you good. But I never felt cheated on or sad. The moment I found out he was hitting it and I wasn't, I was like, damn, she really isn't my girlfriend. Like, I laughed. You know what I mean? So it's funny how perspective is to me, you're not mine if I'm not fucking you.
Yeah, but I'm also a lot more prideful than you are too. So
and apparently I think you're more your connections rely more on your emotions than the physical.
Yeah.
If I like you and you like me, that ain't enough. Until this dick get up in you, ho, you're not mine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think that is different.
For sure.
All right, you have something to say, add to that?
Oh no, I just don't think every girl's gonna cheat him. I think I name one right now. You remember Candice?
No, she wouldn't cheat on
him. That's all I'm saying.
Would you tell your son that, hey, every girl's gonna cheat on you, or would you tell him, because I think this is what my approach would be, like, every woman is capable of cheating.
I wouldn't even go that way because what I've told my son he's in ninth grade. What I've told him for high school and in college, I'm like, yo, maybe a lot of years in college, but I told him in high school and your first year, maybe a couple years of college, you don't need a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You don't need a girlfriend. Why would you get it? He had a girlfriend for a little bit this year for about 3-4 months. I said, nigga, why you got a girlfriend?
But assuming he's not gonna listen, you know, because you know how they are.
He may or may not. He's gonna pick and choose what he listens to. Every part of what I tell him. Right? But my bottom line is, we have to teach these boys what we learn from. I said, why would you handicap yourself?
Yeah.
You know how many fine girls in this school?
But I think for a time when I was younger, prior to this even situation that I just shared, I think I had in my mind that when a girl likes you, she's loyal to you, and she wouldn't do that to you. But I always had in my mind that a man ain't shit, he would do it. Some of that is what I saw from my own dad, yeah. Right? So I knew my mom was going to stay packed, and my dad, he in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So in my mind, it was like, man, a woman wouldn't do that. Because in that case, I don't know if I call it cheating because, again, I never hit. But then when I actually got cheated on by a chick I loved and I was fucking, I was like, whew, I never even thought it was possible. Because here I am, we're in love. You know what I'm saying? I'm digging her down. I believe she's screaming. You know what I'm saying? She's coming and she want the dick every time. So, like, in my mind, it hurt and it was a slap in the face of reality. Like, damn, these hoes will cheat too. I don't think going in, I thought that was possible.
What I taught my son was, because when it came on to relationship with women and so forth, the only thing I told him is like, listen, humans are humans. People are going to do whatever the hell they want to do. It's out of your control. And so the only thing you can control is yourself. So I said, focus on loving yourself and let the chips fall where they may. Because if you really love yourself, your rebound on whatever happens, because you know it will happen, I mean, you'll begin to heal faster than Wolverine, nigga. Like, wow. It's just real shit. So, and I'm gonna tell you, he's freaking good at it.
Yeah.
I give you that. He's fantastic.
I talked to him about that. He doesn't plan to be a lover. You know,
he don't got a bone in him.
From an early age, I knew you were a lover. You know, this nigga, he cultivates everything into a relationship. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I believe it.
You know, it's just he want to take care of a hoe with me. I remember you used to save your lunch money. Because you had Rashawn and she was a senior and you was a sophomore.
Jesus
and you were saving your lunch
But she was the hottest
money.
Girl ever.
She was fucking bad. She was worth
every penny.
I'm still
not saving my, I got to eat. I'm not saving my lunch money.
So,
I was skinny
just
already.
Just so he could trick off on her at lunch. Couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's who you were versus nephew. He got the hoe and he told me a long time ago, I'm more like you and his aunt, like a free spirit, like you want to get out there, you know. And if I'm to be honest, and my son, I see more of him.
Oh yeah, he's definitely
when
more
it comes
like
to women than it does me.
Really,
he ain't got that. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
He, you know what I'm saying? He was with this chick and she broke up with him like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, man, Dad, I'm not gonna lie, bro, it really hurt. I say, what? Nigga, I'm consoling him too, D. I'm like, dog, son, nah, this is an important lesson.
But were you rolling your eyes
at
the same time?
In my mind, I'm like, this bitch ass nigga at 14, nigga, I had 6 hoes, nigga. When one left, nigga, I forgot she left. You know what I mean? He just don't have that dog in him. So every man, every person is different.
Yeah.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm actually happy for him in that way. It's hard being a hoe. You know what I'm saying? It's hard being a hoe. It is. You know, it's a lot easier to be a one woman man, believe it or not.
Oh my God.
It is.
You know, but it's a good conversation.
The streets is tough. The streets is tough.
Oh shit.
That's funny.
Important point, lesson for your sons. It's not just about you. You know, one of the plights of a man is that we have to see the bigger picture in life, in relationships, our families. Like, we don't get to hyper focus on one thing. We have to see how everything affects us all. Mm-hmm. And I really want my son, because, you know, our kids, especially boys, they're really selfish. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking about just what they want. And I really try to get my son to start thinking as a unit, start thinking as a pack leader. You know what I mean? And how do I keep everybody good and not just fend for myself? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to be good, but then guess what? At some point, you're going to need to rely on that pack. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So how do you feel about that? You know what I mean? Just focusing on... All right, man.
You mean...
No.
Yeah. So you mean just the whole fact of a man is more than himself and seeing the bigger picture?
Facts.
And I mean, it is vital. I mean, to be honest with you, I think... If a woman was to really say this is what a man is and the value of him is his ability to be able to handle multiple things and do all those things very, very well. And it starts right there with that concept of seeing everything, taking care of everything around him, right? So I think it's a good thing to be more than yourself, right? Yeah. But I think naturally... Boys are selfish. I mean, you know, most of us ain't really taught to play in the same sandbox, right?
Yeah.
But I could argue that girls probably a little bit the same as well. I don't know, man.
I agree. All right, let's move on. Man, how to treat a woman right. Mm-hmm. You know, the best thing to do here would be to set a good example with how you treat his mom, you know?
Yeah.
And even if you're not with her, mm-hmm. you can still do right by her so he can see, hey, you know, my dad treats my mom well and he's not even with her, you mm-hmm. know? So I think it's important that we show them, you know, by example, but we also have to explain to them what that looks like, you know?
How real do you get, D?
Yeah.
Oh, well, as far as being real, I'm 100% real with my kids. And I think you don't got to get specific with some of the information, but I think, first of all, you know, kids get to a certain age and they see how shit percolating.
Yeah.
Right? Like when they're little, they may not understand, they may not see all they may not see behind the curtain, so to speak.
Yeah.
But as they get older, they see how mom's acting, they see how dad's acting. And what I would say is
they know mom's a bitch and dad ain't shit.
It's tough.
Right?
Yeah. But I think And I think you have conversations about the fact that, hey, I may have not acted appropriately today or that interaction with your mother because here's what I was feeling. Here's what I was thinking. And even though you saw me react that way, I've had these conversations. I'm saying, hey, and not this formal. Like, I talked to my son. I was like, hey, man, you know what happened yesterday? With your mom and going back and forth? He's like, yeah. I'm like, man, that wasn't a play on my part.
Yeah.
I said that wasn't a play.
I wish I had more moments
That's why.
I just wish I did that more.
That's
often.
Why you're such a fucking dope father.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, bro.
Honestly, you have to be accountable. Mm-hmm. And I do that with my, I was just talking to my daughter about that the other day. Mm-hmm. I will never, ever hesitate to apologize and admit when I'm wrong. I'm going to mishandle shit all the time. I told her I'm very passionate and I'm aggressive. So there's no way I'm going to get it right all the time. You just have to be willing to hold yourself accountable, call yourself out, and just keep it real.
See, the vulnerability That's piece big. I get, and I get it with the direct one-on-one interaction with your kid, like, and then being able to step out of yourself and be able to say, okay, you know, I fucked up right here. Hey, let me holler at you real quick and tell you why and how I felt and how it could have went a little bit differently. But outside of that one-on-one interaction, if it was something going on with wifey, and I had an interaction and maybe it got loud or whatever the case may be, or I said something snide, I could tell you right now, honest to God, I have never gone back to my kids and said, hey, listen, I shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
And I went back to your mom and I apologized, and I apologized to you. Dog, do you know how much better of a man I would have been if
and
I did that?
You know what I've done too?
Oh my God.
Whenever I make a mistake publicly, I apologize publicly. And I tell the kids that you if you're going to show out, then you got to humble yourself in public too. So when I fucked up, I'll apologize to their mom in front of them and say, hey, look, I should have done this differently. And they see me humble myself, and they see, I know my son sees it and knows this nigga's not weak. I already know how strong and tough he is in other situations.
Right,
it takes strength to humble yourself.
Dog, I admire you both then, dog. Like, real talk. I mean, I'm serious.
That's real. And you know what's crazy is they will also, even if you're doing this, right, and in your head, you're like, yeah, but your mama still ain't shit.
Yeah.
They start to see.
Yeah.
They start to see.
I'm definitely thinking that too,
I'll tell you that right now. There's times where my kids will rent a witness interaction between me and their mom and, like, doesn't go particularly well, right? And maybe I didn't say anything crazy. My son will come to me, or my daughter will come to me. They'd be like, what? Like, was she having a bad day? Like, what's going on? You know, they're trying to be respectful. Yeah. What they want to say is, yo, why the fuck that bitch acting so crazy? But they would never say that. But they start to see how a person who holds themselves accountable and has no issue being honest and saying, look, I didn't handle that appropriately, compares and contrasts with a person who can never
do it. Who can never do it. Yeah. Of course. You know what I mean? Of course. But it's important. What the thing that's killing me right now,
which is, does that.
Which is so amazing, is the fact is when you're doing this, they're seeing how they should mirror that and interact with another human being, another woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Ideally, right? Conceptually.
Yeah.
I'm blown away.
No,
I'm
going to
be honest
with
you.
I've gotten that from my daughter a few times, a little differently. She's more like, Dad, you know how mom is. And then we laugh at it. Like, she's a lot like me. But my son once, and he's only done it once, and I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got it to with his mom, and I really played it right. You know, I'm really, y'all know me. I'm quick.
No, you're a conniving nigga.
You know me, and I go hard,
first,
quick.
Chess versus checkers.
Yeah, but facts. Mm-hmm. Don't know how to play chess in real life, so I can't play it in a fucking game. I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. And after it all went down, again, I just kept my mouth shut, a lot of right answers, and kept it political almost. And my son came to me, and he puts his hand on the shoulder, and he was like, it's going to be all right, Dad. It won't always be like this.
Dang. Trouble won't find you always?
No, but when he said it, though, it immediately let me know he's not as blind as I thought he was.
Facts.
He's far
None
more.
None of these kids
know,
are
but
blind,
see, I know my daughter isn't, but sons tend to be in their own world. But he's
they
perceptive.
They just don't show it, bro.
And he's in tune with emotions. As emotionally retarded as he is, he has a little bit of sense to where he was able to catch that. Mm-hmm. And, man, it meant everything to me because as a man, only we really understand what we go through.
Right.
You know, my daughter probably was like, all right, his dad got this. You know what I'm saying? Like, as women, they just side with each other. It's just the facts. We've talked about this before. My own sister have snitched on me to hoes, and they was hoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She just.
I don't even know where to go
because they're a woman, and you know what I mean? Like, you know, you can't do a girl like that. Guy, you my sister.
Bruh.
Fuck that hoe.
When I got
when I got divorced, my sister came to me and said, listen, I just want to let you know, I'm rocking with her.
Yeah.
You lying.
Yeah, she
straight
did.
Up
she
and
did.
Down. I was like, dang, that's fucked up.
She did.
She I was
that's
like,
what I'm saying,
I was,
dog.
That's how they do it.
Dad told us a long time ago. He said, a woman is a woman, and it doesn't matter if she's your mom, your auntie,
doesn't matter,
your
bro.
Sister. At the end of the day, you know, that's how it's going to go.
Facts. We've worked through it since
then. So let me ask y'all a question. Would you teach your son how to approach a woman, or do you think that's something he has to come up with on his own?
I'm not teaching him that.
Nah, every nigga got their own jump shot. You know what I'm saying? Every nigga got their own jump shot.
I taught my son how to shoot.
I mean, but do you want him to have the Bill Cartwright? You know what I'm saying?
No.
But Lonzo Ball.
You got to. Here's what I would say. You got.
He worked on his.
You got to judge his son. You got to judge his son. And my son is. You know what my son is? I say this shit all the time. This motherfucker is. He got superpowers.
Yeah.
Because
strong wrist.
Yeah. Because. Shut up.
Dude, I got young kids, so you know.
But you know.
I saw my son always said, my man, my wrist on the thighs like that. And let me tell you, it is. We're at a volleyball game. I'm sorry to interrupt your story.
Yeah.
And group of good looking, you know,
young ladies.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
Approach. And they were like, boyfriend or brother. You know, I guess that's some new TikTok thing where they find out. And dog, and he says, brother. And all these chicks was like, can I get your snap? Can I get your, you know what I mean? And all this, and slid on him right there in front. I'm talking about his mom's there, his sister's there, I'm there. And I'm like, well, I was proud. You know what I mean? Yeah, the Riz was within him, but he doesn't have any mouth game. You see, we have enough argument. When we in there, we
argument,
know what to say, but they're young.
Pure
so
chance.
That's what I was wondering. Do you teach him how to communicate?
Listen, I haven't had to teach. So interesting enough, this is an interesting way you put that. I've taught him, but not about girls. I've taught him how to communicate in life and with people.
Go ahead with yourself.
So this is what I'm saying. And it applies. Well, I was gonna say you got superpowers. My son can sit here right now and he gonna lock, he gonna plug right into the vibe.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's a great communicator. So he tells me, we was riding from the other day. I picked him up from school. It was like him and a bunch of chicks around, about 3-4 chicks. And I got in the car. I said, which one are you hollering at? He's like, I'm just everybody my friend, right? I said, that's a young nigga way of saying I ain't had no one in particular.
That's funny.
But he said, Dad, it's so easy.
Yeah.
I said, what you mean? He said, talking to girls. He said, my friends be like, oh, they like that girl over there. They like this.
And they can't do it. They don't know what to say.
He's like, go say what's up. Yeah. He's like, oh, nah, I don't know. He said, Dad, a lot of dudes my age can't carry a conversation.
They're overcomplicated.
They can't communicate.
They really overcomplicated.
He said, I asked a girl, like, how was your day today? Yeah. He said he asked a girl the other day. He's like, what's the most incredible thing that's happened to you today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But can I be honest with you? That's a grown man question.
That's a grown man question.
That should work right now. A lot of young niggas don't think like that. And I'm going to be honest. My son's talk game ain't on that level. Mm-hmm. The girls approaching him because he's good looking, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have that riz to just get. Mm-hmm. And a lot of girls like him. Everyone's his friend. Oh, no, we just friends. I don't really see her like that. You know what I mean? So he's definitely keeping his options open, but all the hoes love him.
Yeah, my son is a conversationalist naturally as well. But the problem is his looks are ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. You know, his eyes, mm-hmm. you know, he's tall, you know, yellow.
He's alive.
No, the red skin is, you know, is in right now. Team yellow bone. Yeah, the team line skin, light skin is in. So, like, women, dude, men be hitting on him. Like, everyone be hitting on him, right? Mm-hmm. So, it's just, when you have both those things, life is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to teach. Dangerous. Your son, that chivalry is real, you know?
Yeah.
And I that's not really preached a lot right now, but I do try to push that on the
You got
to
just show that. Oh, that's something you got to show by school. Example, yeah.
Yeah, but you can tell him about it too, because that simple opening doors and shit, it still works. It still works. The importance of respecting women, I mean,
goes without saying.
And I push that more on the women in his family, and then it should correlate to the hoes.
Strangely, I feel like these young kids these days, they're locked in on the kind of feminist movement. They're just equity in general. Like, they'll cuss someone out for a young lady. Like, unless they're real hood.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I ain't gonna lie. My son ain't doing that.
Yeah, mine ain't either.
Yeah, he ain't doing that. I mean, I think he... I'll go as far as saying he thinks everyone should be treated fairly.
Yeah.
But he not about to march for other people's rights. Like, he not doing that.
Yeah. He don't care about that shit either. Mind him.
But I will say this too. I think here's the difference too. Your son is actually a little older. Your son's a grown man. Mm-hmm. So I do think that 20-somethings have that mentality. Yeah, yeah. I think our son's ain't there yet.
Too young.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think we have to teach our son the import to be the head of the household? Or do you think that's something that they just fall into, you know? Like, is that something we should have to break down to them and say, hey, as the man, this is your role. Do we teach them this role?
I think you teach them their responsibility in relationships, and then the puzzle pieces fit how they're going to fit, right? So I don't know that my dad ever told me, here's how you have to behave and you have to do this. He just did shit, right? Like, I knew without my dad saying anything, I got to make sure that I have gainful employment, that I stay employed, that I'm making sure that my family ain't worried about food or lights or clothes or nothing like that, that I put structure for my kids and make sure they ain't out here acting foolish, and that I'm doing my very best to respect their mother.
So you mimic his action.
That's
the best lesson.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree. I think...
So most of them.
Yeah, you'll believe it. It's easier to follow and listen to something you see versus... You're telling me to do something that you're not doing yourself.
I think it's just a conversation best had, like, when it gets serious, like, later on, whenever that happens versus at this younger age, for sure. But, I agree with all that.
Yeah, definitely. We got to give our sons a little sex advice. Okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of things, but then I want y'all to come up in your mind. What advice you give your son about sex?
I feel like he got to figure it out. Like, we all figured it out.
No, nigga. And let me
I don't
say,
like that either. In fact, boy, you set your son up for
Let me say something. My dad...
I don't like that.
My dad didn't really talk to me about sex. I'm going to keep it real.
Mine didn't say a word.
You know, my dad... Yeah. So I swear to you, I was 20 years old. Nigga been in college for 2 years.
Yeah.
My guy. I came home and you know, me and my dad... My dad's always been in my life. He, like I said, he did the shit he's supposed to... we're not really friends.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not really friends. Yeah. I love my dad. Yeah. If I could save him with a kidney or something, I would. But we not friends. Like, and that's not his, that wasn't his idea. His idea was to make sure shit was straight.
Yeah.
He didn't grow up that way to even think to. And you know what? I had a problem with that. And this is another podcast. We talk about men in their relationships with their fathers. Yeah, I think it would be a good one. But my mom had to tell me, like, that's not how he grew up with his father. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyways, so I'm 20 years old. I've been home the whole summer. I see my dad. Hey, Dad, what's up? Everything good? Yeah, yeah. I'm leaving. He said, D, let me talk to you. So I went to the door. I was like, what's up, Dad? I'm about to get my car to drive from D.C. back to Florida. This nigga gave me 2 condoms.
Yeah, he couldn't give you a 3-pack.
No, the nigga gave me.
And it tapped you in the chest 2 times.
I'm like, because what you a 2-pack, that's out the pack. That they don't sell them.
He had to keep one.
Don't.
He had to keep one.
Why?
For your younger brother up.
You thought you got here by accident? He beating the brakes off of mama.
No,
she at that point, she wasn't getting. Well, you know what, though? My parents had me. And my mom, I was 20. My mom had been 14.
Exactly. Yeah. They still had time.
She could still get pregnant.
I appreciate y'all saving my dad, but listen to me. He should have
never. Oh, so you said, Dad, okay. Yeah, now I see what you said. Nah, Dad ain't moving.
The motherfucker gave me 2 condoms.
Yeah.
And he said, man, make sure you keep a raincoat on.
Yeah,
and then he patted me on the back and he went in the house.
That's hilarious.
That's the only conversation we've ever had.
They don't get more caveman than that right there.
Dad did more than that?
He never said a word about sex, period.
Never.
He never, ever said a word.
We learned everything off. We learned everything off of Real Sex, HBO.
Take 10.
Take 10, 132, whatever.
And our uncle's flicks in Jamaica.
Yes, of course.
He never said a word to me about sex, about anything. Yeah, and boy, I try to put my son up. I want to put him up on every bit of game.
Isn't that shocking?
Yeah, we made it, but boy, nigga took some risks, and a nigga could have lost it all several times.
You know what?
And if he would have talked to me right,
I probably
wouldn't have took those risks.
We here by the grace of God.
Yeah, indeed. First thing we do have to make sure we teach our sons is when it comes to sex, no means no. Ain't no taking that pussy.
I thought that was...
All right now, nigga. A lot of niggas got charges. We over here, we're not assuming nothing. I tell my... No means no.
And like always.
Always.
Okay.
Because you know how that shit go. Chick be saying yes, and then when you get in the moment, she start... And you don't push through. I tell them, when you get there, you get consent 16 times throughout the process.
If you need to, have one of your boys stay in the corner so he can verify.
I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm not saying that. But...
Okay.
It's important to get that continuous consent because these hoes be tripping, man. You don't want no charge.
Or turn them down 3 times in a row. They'll ask for it. They'll beg for it.
They'll try to take it.
Yeah. Hey, they'll rape you.
It's a late game, Riz.
Yeah.
Don't give them too early. Don't give them too early. Yeah,
plus, how many young niggas can turn pussy?
You're right.
In hopes to get it later. That nigga don't see the future.
Dog. Yeah.
He wonder if it'll ever happen.
They're not investing 401k. Them niggas are day trading.
Yeah. Facts. That's a great way to look at it.
You're not investing.
You're right.
Hey, I'm dead, bro. All right,
so I got my piece of advice. And again, I tried to think of something that wasn't too deep and far-fetched, right? Because I don't want to scare my son and let him know his daddy really out here killing it. You know what I'm saying? But my advice would be is to remember that she is as nervous as you are. You know what I mean? Especially when you're early in the game. I think that when I look back to having sex, I know, right? Well, if she ain't. Whew, but what an experience if she ain't. If she ain't, you won, nigga.
You ain't lying.
But, you know, when I look back in the game, I was so selfish when I was young. You know, I'm getting that nut. I don't even care if she get hurt.
Yeah,
she gave me that pussy. She done fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
To be honest with you, if you can just help them right there understand that, do not leave that table till everybody eats. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't.
From a sexual...
Said eat.
No, but when I mean eat, meaning like everyone's satisfied, right?
Say that.
So, I mean, if everyone eating, everyone could be satisfied.
I'm not teaching
okay, you're not teaching them yet? Okay,
That's for your wife.
Okay, my bad.
Facts.
For your wife.
We give the dick to the community, and we save our tongues for our wives.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? It's like the booty hole for women.
When does that come in, though?
What?
With a booty hole. Like, is that like you've been married for 15 years?
I know you can get that immediately.
No, you get that immediately. Okay. That should be wedding night at the latest.
Okay. No, I just want to figure that out.
She could give you a sample once you get engaged.
Imagine if you knew that a sexual interaction, sex should be an interaction that both people leave satisfied. If we really knew that, dog, we would have changed the game.
I just wonder how... You're right.
You would have changed the game.
And I think I will have that conversation with him.
It's like getting the lottery numbers like 5 minutes before it went.
Once he gets to college, I think you can tell him, hey... You gonna get yours, son, but make sure she see if she can get hers first. Maybe you got to put it that way.
You know, I think there's a balance, right? It's almost like the butterfly effect, or butterfly effect. And I like this movie because
that's a good movie.
We always talk about, well, if I would have known this, I would have did this differently. Yeah. If I would have known this, I would have did. Dog, how do you know? Yeah, people are like, oh, I would have made million. I would have did this. I'd be a millionaire. Yeah, and guess what? When you was 22 on your airplane that you bought because you was a millionaire, that bitch crashed into a mountain because the pilot was drunk and you died.
Yeah.
Right? So I always try to think that we're here right now. We've lived a life full of experiences, and we have our health right now, and we have our wellness, and we have our mind, and we have people that love us and care about us. There's a balance between how much information you share because it's going to be critical to their success, and how much that shit. It's like making a cake. Somebody use white sugar or brown sugar. I might use white sugar. But if you use brown sugar, the cake's still going to be straight.
It's going to be
If you use lemon instead of lime, the cake's still going to be straight. So how much do you let them choose? There's some wiggle room here versus, this shit is a non-negotiable.
Do you know how they say, like, you don't want to give a kid too much? You don't want to give a 16-year-old a Ferrari and correct. Shit like that? Do you think the same goes with information and that you could possibly pass along too much too early?
I do.
To where it's like, damn, now I'm going to take advantage.
No, I'm about to make a point. You can't understand calculus before you take trigonometry.
Facts.
You feel me? So just because you know calculus, that don't mean you could teach calculus to your son if this nigga don't
can't
have a full grasp of trigonometry.
It
can be overwhelming. He's finna fail anyway. Yeah,
right.
That's all that's gonna happen. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Shit.
Yeah.
So you saying it's just an even keel balance? We got to figure out what that balance is.
I do think
is.
That they have to figure out to an extent, but I definitely believe you can drop some guidelines
for sure
and some help and say, hey man, look, you're nervous, she's nervous. Boy, give it your all, my son. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? And
no, for real. Even if you don't fit, just force it in.
Revert back to no means no.
Did you see how we all went silent?
Yeah. Because, you know, you got to warm that pussy up. First thing you got to tell your son is that you warm it up. But at that, when they young like that, it normally come
right. And you can warm it. All you got to do is just kiss around it on the inner thigh on the top. You ain't got to go in there.
Damn, you don't teach your son to eat pussy early?
No, not eat. Listen, they go to pussy, right? You just.
I don't even want to tell my son to get down. I don't want him to be no whole life.
No, not now.
Like
I'm talking about later in life.
Okay, we'll talk
about that. Come on, guys. There's nothing wrong with getting them in.
No, I don't want my 18-year-old son eating pussy already.
There's nothing wrong with
it. Have some respect for yourself, nigga.
I had plenty of... Well, maybe. I don't know.
I'm just saying, you don't have... You be patient. You know, all those things will come, but man, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be eating any of that.
Nah. That's way too advanced, man. Yeah. You got to learn how to fuck right.
I agree. And you're not going to be right immediately, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to come fast. There's just no way to avoid it.
You ain't giving your daughter all that sexual information, are you? I know we think the podcast. I'm just asking. You share
information
to
help her be good at sex for the man? Man, that's on her mama every day of the week. It just would be wrong. Now, once she gets married, I would give her more insight and be like, you're an adult woman. And you have a husband, you know what I'm saying?
Don't lose this man.
If you want to keep him, then this is what, you're not a kid anymore. You know what I mean?
Man up, woman up.
I would never give her that talk at 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. It's, she walking down the aisle, nigga, and I'm whispering in her ear, you going to have to fuck that nigga
on the regular. Let me ask you a question. This is because I've had this conversation. You know, I was talking to somebody about this, but like, so... Is there a point, this is a light conversation. Do you have a point where you want to, like, know the girls your son's dealing with? Or you're like, you're in high school, I don't really care because this is just a phase.
Yeah, I don't care. I just like to know the girls because I want to know he's dating some good-looking hoes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So I
just want to look and say, all right, I see you, son. I want to see what he likes.
But you don't want to know her.
I don't care because I know it's not going to be serious. He's a young man coming up. That nigga ain't settling down with that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need to know her. But down the road, you know, that'll be what it is. Yep. You know?
That's what it is.
All right, so y'all got any advice before we wrap it up for y'all son?
Hey.
Sex-wise? Yeah, sex-wise.
I would say sex-wise, listen.
Let's give him an adult advice.
This is an adult.
18 and up.
18 and up. Yeah. Just listen to her, man.
Oh, man.
She'll give you the whole blueprint.
This is why hoes love you.
She'll give you the whole blueprint to herself, and then you have to only execute.
18 niggas ain't
And I'm just saying, you'll like only that. Have to execute. Just listen. That's it. I'll leave it there.
Be a good listener and know how to follow instructions.
Yeah, that's it.
Man.
Yo, be open. Be open to trying new things.
Damn.
Not everything.
Early in the game?
Not everything.
No, I agree with you, D.
Yeah, because
all new things.
Because what I would say is the same way that niggas look at females is the same way females look at men.
Yeah.
You have been with Shay and she's like, oh, I don't do that. And I don't do that. You're like, okay. Cool. You may not even make it. That's you may not even make it a thing. Because you're like, I know two bitches that will.
Don't even worry about it.
Girl, I don't care.
Yeah.
No, you do care because you brought it up to her. And she thinks shit cool.
Yeah.
Nah, but tomorrow you're with a bitch that's doing that. So be open to trying new things. Things that you're comfortable with. I ain't saying you got to do no wild shit that makes you uncomfortable.
Don't be wild. Don't get wild.
Be open. Yeah, all right. I'll give you that.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good. I thought that was good advice from all of us because you don't want to dig in too much and give them, you know, too much information, you know. So I think that was pretty good. You know.
One in the stink, two in the pink.
I
was thinking before I came out, I was like, man, I was going to tell him just come in her mouth and not the pussy and you safe. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know that?
Till she spit it out.
Did you know that in sign language?
Yeah, damn, she wanted back.
This is fuck in sign language. I didn't know that.
We know that.
Yeah.
I know sign language. I never do that.
Yeah. Either way. Hey, listen, I'm glad we were able to have this conversation, kind of the other side of the coin. Today. So, hey, listen, you can find us on all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You can find us on all podcast platforms. You know it. I'm not going to call them out. You can catch us at brunchwiththeboys.com. Brunch with the Boys ends with a Z. Catch us out there, man. And,
happy Mother's Day. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we love you, mothers. Single mothers, too.
Oh, we love you, hoes. All right. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, coffee and brunch. We can have our conversations over coffee and brunch.